Welcome to the Live Your Best Life Barefoot Podcast with your hosts, Mary Morriston and the team at Barefoot Bungalow Realty.
Good morning and welcome to our next episode of Live Your Best Life Barefoot. I'm Ruth and I'm here with Mary.
Hey everyone, good to see you. Well, good to be here.
Mary, let's hear about the market this week.
We had a really great time getting a house in Sanibel staged. We're so excited for that.
We're very excited.
And it's really fun to see there's an energy that happens in our market this time of year. You can kind of feel it start to build where the people are pulling in with all the racks of cars
So the delivery trucks.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's an energy coming. The people are coming. We have great houses still on the market. Once again, don't be discouraged. There's plenty out there. If you're looking to buy, we can find you a house. So really good.
All right. So today is an exciting day for us because Mary has been waiting and all week wanting to introduce this guest. So I'm going to let her introduce
all week. It's been like a month since I met him.
So, and he's Mary. I don't know if you all know this, but Mary used to be a model way back when.
100 years ago.
And so, and this person has her dream job. So Mary, go for it.
He's living my dream and it's fun to connect with him so I can live a little vicariously.
Yes.
So we are so excited to introduce Rick Rhodes with Rick Rhodes Fashion. Yes. He is a Fort Myers native, and he is bringing the fashion scene to Fort Myers. I'm so excited. And I'm going to let him take it away a little bit so he can tell you firsthand all about himself. So, Rick, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. Charlie, nice to meet you this morning. Ruth, you guys have been amazing. You guys came out to rehearsal and
everybody
loved you guys. It was just, it was an amazing time. Had Doc Irving from Dunbar, a couple other, big name local producers that, you know, you don't necessarily hear about. So on November 19th, what I'm doing is I'm releasing my high fashion line at Sydney Burns and Davis. So being at Sydney Burns & Davis, it's a milestone.
Huge.
It's one of those, you know, one of those first big steps that as a clothing designer, as a local clothing designer, for me at least, it's huge. This makes me actually the first African-American designer to debut, host, and premiere my first, you know, my line there, like single-handedly.
That's so cool. I just got chills.
Yeah. And so being at this place, I don't know. I guess it's just the universe drawing me to it. Mm-hmm. So I launched my company November 26th of last year. So less than a year after taking my first pictures on the steps of that place, right?
Wow. Right. A year.
Huge.
Yeah.
Right. And so I took my first pictures on the steps of that place, and to now be inside debuting, it's grateful. I'm
huge honor.
Yeah.
Huge accomplishment. Yeah, and the energy the place has, but that you bring to the place. Mm-hmm. When I was there the other night.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Like it does feel very synergistic.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely in line. This is something that I've always wanted to do. So it's been a long process. So to kind of backtrack and give people a clear view of where I've come from, what I've been through, and you know, potentially where I'm going. So I'm from here. I grew up Marsh Avenue. Brookside Apartments, really just in the Dunbar community. You know, this is home.
Yeah.
Then my mom married a guy, and we moved to Saratoga Springs, New York. And so this is kind of these very secluded, exclusive places, and lived Newport, Rhode Island, which, you know, is huge for the industrial age. You have, you know, your Vanderbilts, Carnegies, all those families, the Kennedys, the stuff that are in these places, then living in Louisville, Kentucky, and then Indiana, you know, Louisville having Churchill Downs, Run for Roses and stuff. And so, you know, you go through these places and you experience all these different, you know, cultures, fashions, and especially, you know, going to, you know, Churchill Downs, you know, everybody is done up.
To the match. Twos and nines, yeah.
For sure, for sure.
And owning it. They own it. Like, that's
They do. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Unfortunately, growing up, I got in the midst of trouble. And I did 15 years, 3 months in prison. And this came about from me leaving home, me getting involved in the street life to take care of myself. And what happened was, is that I got in a fight in my house, and what they did with is what they did was end up charging me for attempted murder, dealing in marijuana, and a gun charge.
Wow.
For a fight in my house.
Wow.
We're fighting over money and drugs, and they said that I excessively hurt this guy. And so at the age of 22, I was sentenced to a 66-year sentence.
Wow.
In Indiana. Yes. And so in Indiana, it's 2-1. So it was 66 years due 33 years. And it took me almost 10 years to actually get back in court and actually figure out the semantics that were played on myself as a youth. Demographically in Lafayette, Indiana, the majority of the people that get the largest cases are minority men, minority women. But throughout this whole process, what I did while I was in prison was educate myself. So I got a bachelor's degree in organizational management from Grace College, associates in theology from Grace College, and another associates in general studies from Indiana State University. Vocational degree in computer graphics, which I use a lot now. From Vincennes University, and Department of Labor Electromechanical Assembly certification as well, and self-taught myself in finance. So I was calling my mom on the phone, and you can ask her right now. You can ask her when you see her on November 19th, and she'll be like, yes, he was getting on my nerves, calling, asking what the high, the low, and the close is, and I'm just like, but...
Good for you.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah. And so really utilize that time to really make an impact on myself and sow the seeds that I need to sow moving forward. Because when you go to that place, you fight with yourself because you have to deal with yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. And for me, it was me dealing with myself emotionally, spiritually, growing up in an abusive home, which is why I said I left out and I went into the lifestyle that I went into because the person my mother married, you know, this guy was very abusive to me and emotionally abusive to her. And I couldn't take anymore. You know, as a young adult growing up and trying to find your way, not only, you know, through your adolescent years, but having to come home and deal with somebody that, you know, that you feel like hates you and beats you for anything. It's a terrible thing. And so my thing is that getting out in the streets and literally doing the things that I was doing, I was still operating in the same faction that I'm operating in now. And so my thing is what I kind of give to the kids when I go talk to them is, you know, have the same hustle, right? If you change your life, have the same hustle, but do it in a positive manner, right? And so that's my thing, is that it's the same process of as how hard I work, but I do it in a positive manner. And so doing it that way, you can wake up and, you know, you feel good. You don't have to worry about, you know, anything happening to you.
Right. And the fact that you were able to be that introspective at that young of an age.
Yeah.
And I'm huge on when I see success stories like yours, that it comes down to owning and 100%.
Right, for sure, for sure.
Accountability.
Absolutely. And that is such an amazing role model for the people that you work with and speak to.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Some of the best things that has happened to me since I've been home is going to speak to the kids at Juvenile Detention Center, right? And I have several of the kids that I keep in contact with even after they've left that place. And so going to speak to them, you know, my message to them was, you have to maximize your time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's emotional. Yes, it's you being away from your family, but you have more than enough time, as I did, to educate yourself. I wasn't reading all these different books. What I was reading was your Dale Carnegie's, yes, I was reading those, like the books that were going to strengthen this, right? Reading your Robert Kiyosaki's, reading your books that were going to be based on me moving forward, based on me becoming a better person, like once I came back into society. And so I implore that once I got home, that's those same steps that I rehearsed and really foresaw.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the same steps that I'm taking now. This, even my logo, the small R encapsulated by the larger R, I came up with that while in my prison cell. And so as soon as I got home, that's one of the first things I did was, you know, work, save up my money and trademarked it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I knew this was going to be my life. I have a magazine cover that I did in 2006 while in computer graphics that says Rick Rhodes Changes Fashion.
Wow. That's awesome.
And so
cool
to have the forethought even back then, you know, it's just positive manifestation. And that's how I'm operating now. Got home December 23rd of 2019, got back here January 18th of 2020, and just really hit the ground moving.
So Rick, how did you choose your models for your show?
So this is a great part about how we chose. So we didn't go to any of the talent agencies or anything like that. What we did was reach out to the community. So we had a open casting call at the Luminaire Hotel, and also the great people at the Edison Mall, Angeli and Brad, put together, gave us a room, and we're able to do a open casting call there, and got some great, beautiful people of all cultures, all shapes, sizes, and just kids that have had this dream to do this for a long time. And so that's what makes this whole process organic. That's what makes it what you guys felt when you came in the room, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely.
And it's what sets you apart, because there's a whole circle of things going on behind the scenes. You have a beautiful product, you have an amazing space, but then also you have this component that I could see when I was there of these amazing people that may not have ever had this opportunity without you giving them this chance.
Right. I mean, it's on both sides. Dealing with talent agents and stuff like that, it's a whole nother beast. But what I've done is try to educate, you know, everybody that's in this process. We sign our NDAs, we sign our modeling contracts. And I told them, I said, I don't ever want any of you guys to be in a position to where there's any gray area. I said, although I know a lot of you, although we may become, you know, very cool throughout this whole process, but I want this to be business, right? I want this to be black and white. I don't want you guys to ever experience the gray area where you have to answer or have to ask questions. And so through this process, like I've literally sat down with groups of all of them and gone through this and made sure that not only dealing with me, but dealing with other people going forward, they know what to expect, and they set their own standards as far as what they should be, you know, involved with. And so it's just it's a blessing all the way around. And so that's one of the biggest things too, is that in this whole process, what we're doing as well, we're creating profile pictures for all the models, for all the staff that's involved, and we're loading those into our website. So doing this whole process with all the traffic and everything, and then even going into releasing this on the YouTube series as a documentary, we want those kids, we want those, you know, staff members and stuff like that to still be able to elevate from the situation.
Yeah.
And driving traffic to the website through social media and stuff like that, their pictures, their profile pictures and stuff, those will have the links in them that will allow people to go to their social media or go to their talent agencies if they're represented by some in the future, and allow them to continually to elevate off this process. And so this is just us trying to create as much opportunity as possible.
So your YouTube documentary you were talking about, explain that to us.
So this YouTube documentary is us from point A all the way from us going to having the open casting calls, through this process, through the show, and to the end result of everything. And so what we're going to do is me and Jonathan, one of my best friends, he does a lot of camera work. And what we'll do is we'll chop this stuff up, put it in a series, and we'll kind of release it, do the publicity and stuff around it, release it on YouTube. And from there, once we get the views, all that stuff up, then we'll start shooting it to the film festivals and then shop it to Netflix to see, you know, hopefully pick up as a series.
Yeah, that's great.
So amazing.
And this will go around telling, you know, this will tell my story in full. And, you know, the objective is to let this whole process be an experience for people, but also
inspire.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember
it is inspiring.
Exactly. Yeah. And I remember T.D. Jakes in this book that he has, he said, let your gift finance your purpose. Right. So my gift is this clothing, but my purpose is to encourage, inspire, and give people a piece of my testament that will in some way help them move forward and help them become better.
Well, and I love that you not only, it's great to have somebody coach or teach you something, but to be there and witness what you've been able to pull together, like for the amount of practice that you've had.
Right.
Seriously, you guys were ready for the show.
Yeah.
it was really incredible what you've been able to pull together and what they have brought to the, like, I feel like everybody's bringing amazing things to the table.
They are creating
an amazing dynamic.
For sure. And I'm happy and so proud and so thankful of everybody. What you guys witness as far as me thanking everybody, telling everybody I'm so appreciative of them, that is what I do every practice, because I know that, you know, you're taking time out of your life, you're taking time away from work, you're trying to schedule, you know, this, that, and other. And even one of our models, Jalissa, you're actually holding her baby while she was walking. And so this is just the organic process that we have, like, you know, such a beautiful girl, but single mother, single parent, but she wants this so bad. She brings her child there with her.
Right.
And she's walking the runway with her child until you guys are like, no, let us hold the baby.
And making it happen. But that speaks to you as well, because having been in the modeling industry for 4 years, that doesn't happen.
I know, right? It doesn't happen.
Those allowances aren't made. And so there's an amazing give and take that you can't even
right.
articulate how right. incredible when it right. comes together is. Because right. you feel it. You feel right. yes. all those components yes. come together and you feel it. Yes. You feel yes. they own it and yes. they're grateful for it.
Yes.
And you feel yes. your energy. So it's amazing.
Yes. It's amazing. It's yeah. amazing. So, you know, just having those dynamics, that's the best thing about reaching out to the community, because you get everybody, right?
Yeah. Right.
And you have those single mothers, you have those single parents that come in but want this so bad. And, hey, Rick, can I bring my baby? I don't have a babysitter. Absolutely.
Huge.
Because I don't want you to ever feel like this will hold you back, because there's single mothers, single parents that are working other jobs.
Making it work.
Can't do that, but they make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the beauty of this. Like,
well, yeah. and you get it. You get that sometimes you have to get creative and yeah. and yeah. scrappy and make it happen.
Scrappy.
yes. Well, I'm so glad you're documenting all of this, because we can't do it justice in these few minutes that we have. What you're doing like is beyond what 20 minutes or whatever we have here can even articulate. So I'm excited to see the documentary.
Thank you.
Which brings us to tell us a little bit about where our listeners can get tickets for the upcoming fashion show. Woo!
Yes.
fashion show in Fort Myers.
So you can actually go to Eventbrite and go to Rick Rhodes. Last name is spelled R-H-O-D-E-S. And then go to fashion. Look under your Fort Myers, Florida area. Or you can go to my Instagram. It is at Rick Rhodes Fashion. My Facebook, at Rick Rhodes Fashion. And that will have the Eventbrite scanner. So we did the QR code that goes directly to Eventbrite as well. But you can go to those places. So Eventbrite is our number one place. Here shortly, coming this week, we'll also be offering a promo where people can actually buy a general admission ticket and get also a 20% off one of the t-shirts, which I'm actually have on, which actually is one of our first launches and stuff.
That's really nice.
That's great.
And that goes to our website, which is, again, my name, but fashion with the S. So it's a plural version, .com. So Rick Rhodes Fashions with the S.com. Our site is still in the middle of being constructed with all this stuff, because we have tons of stuff that's going into it, tons of content, and literally just building this thing like crazy. I've reached out to one of my friends that have graduated from MIT, and this guy is doing an amazing job on this stuff. So some amazing people that's involved with these things, with this whole process.
That is one thing I'm going to revisit, the fashion show. That you have that many pieces is also phenomenal.
That's
a lot of models.
That was a lot of models.
Yes, but it's for purpose, because... And it's just like I tell them too, because a lot of them are new to this. This is why we're doing this practicing. This is why we're trying to make sure that we're in line, our timing and stuff is right. But the reason being, we have so many models because I don't want to do any dress changes.
That's there you go. That's a lot of clothing too, though.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But I don't want to do any dress changes because I don't want them to have that type of stress.
Right.
And I don't want that type of stress. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
So having this runway, like I have it, which you guys saw.
That's so cool, right?
So that's the first time Sydney Burns has ever done the runway like that ever. And so.
Excellent.
Again, that's kind of trailblazing in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mirrored that after, I believe it was a Valentino or Chanel show that they had overseas.
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, I love that because it brings that ambiance to the whole place.
Yeah.
And once we go through this process, we'll also be having Luna Mooney, who is award-winning violinist. She'll be playing during this process. Chef Richard Smith, Chef Dro, he'll be doing the champagne and hors d'oeuvres during our VIP section. And Doc Irvin will be doing, you know, his thing outside on the red carpet amongst a few other people that's in the media as well. And Shorty Duwop will be doing the DJing through that process as well.
It's so cool. It is so cool.
Yeah.
So well, thank happy. You so much for doing all of this.
Sure. And thank you guys.
Come on. Yeah. And if anybody wants to reach out to speaking and engagements, just DM you or what's the
Yes, absolutely. DM me or you can call me at 239-237-9097. Awesome. And I would love to do speaking engagements. I would love to do that process. That's actually one of the reasons I have this is to kind of give more light to, you know, other people. So,
well, we're very, very blessed and honored to have you in our community and on our podcast and to know you.
Yes. We can't wait for your fashion show.
I know.
Yes. I can't wait to see you guys there for sure. Thank you guys so much for having me on your podcast. Appreciate you. And I will see you guys, okay? November 19th.
Thank you for listening to the Live Your Best Life Barefoot podcast sponsored by Barefoot Bungalow Realty. To learn more about Barefoot Bungalow Realty, go to www.barefootbungalowrealty.com or call 239-350-5535.